When the governor tightened BagiCare eligibility in his budget, that decision relied on the federal exchange being operational, so people could buy private insurance instead. The exchange is working, but not well. Only 877 people in the whole state have been able to sign up because of computer problems with the federal website. The governor's counting on more than 70,000 BagiCare recipients being able to sign up. He wants legislators to approve a change in law that would temporarily keep BagiCare as is through March.
We're talking about real people's lives. I'm not going to let the failures of the federal government bring down people who are caught in between systems that just aren't working right now.
Several Democrats, including U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, earlier asked the governor to delay the BagiCare changes. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said he'd prefer a shorter delay moving people off BagiCare. The governor says by waiting, the federal exchange should be ready.
While I'm sure there will be a spirited debate that will go far beyond my proposals when these measures come up in the special session, that in the end, the people of this state should take great confidence in knowing it is my firm belief that these initiatives, they will both pass.
In addition to extending the deadline for BagiCare changes, the governor also wants to continue the state's high-risk insurance plan until the federal exchange is working better. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.